Late Friday, the North Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association released a statement saying they've received assurances a special legislative session could be called as early as next week to repeal House Bill 2, but only if certain conditions are met. First, the Charlotte City Council must vote on Monday to repeal their expanded non-discrimination ordinance that included LGBT protections and allowed transgender people to use the restroom of their choice. Then, the governor's office tells the Charlotte Observer, McCrory would call the legislature back to repeal in full HB 2, but only if it's clear there are enough votes to kill the law. Both of those conditions are big ifs. In May, the Charlotte City Council was offered a similar, though not identical, deal. They voted against the measure 7-4. The difference now is the full repeal of HB 2 is on the table. Still, it's not clear if that is enough to sway three council members to change their vote and override a possible veto by Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts. And it's also not clear if there are enough Republican votes in the General Assembly for this plan to work. Equality NC, an LGBT advocacy group, isn't buying this proposed detente. They, too, released a statement Friday night saying, "This is the same cheap trick the North Carolina General Assembly has attempted all along." But Republican State Senator Jeff Tart of Mecklenburg County has a different view. In a statement, Tart wrote, "There is an opportunity for both parties to repeal what they have done and show the world that we are ready to walk it back, save jobs, and start the healing process." For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.